At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, minus the Danette. Fritzy is down for the count, hopefully back for Meet Friday. Michael Wilbon will join us coming up here in a little bit. Final hour of the program. Do we have too much scoring in the NBA? We'll talk to Wilbon about that. I know every league wants more scoring, and you have that. Whether it's baseball, whether it's football, basketball, can it be too much of a good thing? We'll talk to Wilbon about that. And I'm looking at the numbers here. The NBA teams right now are averaging just under 114 points per game. That's the most since 1969-1970. There have also been 94 games of at least one player having 40-plus points in a game. That is the most in NBA history at this point of a season, blowing away the previous mark that was 71 back in 1962. Yes, Paul?
If you remember, about 4 years ago, I suggested making the three-point line the two-and-a-half-point line, and that was quickly shot down.
Yes, it was.
I did not get a lot of traction.
Yes, it was. What if we took away the three-point shot? What if we took it away for one season? You could still shoot deep if you wanted to, but I wonder what the game would look like if you took away the three-point shot for a year. Yes, Eaton, you give me scrunchy face there.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering why you hate Steph Curry so much.
I love Steph Curry. Love Steph Curry. But I just wonder, there's only one Steph Curry. The problem is all the other guys who think they're Steph Curry. That's part of the problem there. You know, you can see the end result and look at the numbers, but if you watch the game itself, aesthetically, it's not great. There are great performances, great athletes, but the game itself is not great, in my opinion. I watch, they do score a lot, but then it feels like every game is, how many threes are you going to shoot? How many threes are you going to make? And that's what we've had so far. Yeah, Marv.
Do you find yourself watching the game sometimes and you see the backup forward who's there for, like, grit and grind? He's your lunch pail guy, and he jacks up a three.
Sure.
You're like, who in the hell told you to shoot
everybody,
that?
Everybody gets to shoot. Everybody. Yeah, Paul.
There are 40 guys in the league averaging seven or more three-point attempts per game. 40.
Yeah.
If you just took this back 20 years, there'd probably be six. Averaging seven or more threes a game.
And those would be guys who were just specific to the three-point line.
I'm not even going back to like the 80s Michael Jordan. I'm talking like if you said 1999, we could find that.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
It's probably like Steve Kerr and Dennis Scott.
Yeah. There,
maybe.
There wouldn't be a lot of guys. You would have your specialists who were shooting those threes. Yeah, see.
It feels weird, though, to be like the problem with the sport is people have gotten too good at something.
I don't think they've gotten too good. It's the volume. It's like, is baseball better because we're hitting more home runs? And the answer is no. It's the same thing with the three-point shot. The game isn't better because we have more three-pointers made. And baseball's not better because we have more home runs. It's all or nothing. That's what it feels like the NBA is. That's what it feels like baseball is, in my opinion. Yeah, Paul.
This season, again, there was 40 guys who are averaging 7 or more threes attempted per game. 20 years ago this season, there were two. Two in the entire league. Can anyone name them? One's easy, one's tough.
So this is 20 years ago?
20 years ago. This guy was traded midseason, and you like to correct his shot.
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen averaged 7 3-points attempted per game. Mm-hmm. The other one is a guy who started as more of an inside player, then all of a sudden just started jacking threes and ruined his career.
Ruined his career?
In my opinion.
Oh, I was thinking of Brooks Lopez.
Antoine Walker of the Celtics. He, as a rookie, he was like a 20-10 guy. Then he said, I'm going outside for a while. And he averaged 7.5 threes attempted per game. He led the league at power forward.
Yeah. By the way, the Dolphins now 13-point underdogs with Tua not playing. The Ravens were 6.5-point underdogs. They're now 8.5 with the continued reports of Lamar's questionable availability there in the game against the Bengals. Keep this in mind. I love to remind people every year the topic of home field advantage in the postseason, not what it used to be. In the last 4 years, home teams in the playoffs, 5-5, 6-4, 6-6, 7-5. So the last four postseasons, the home team has won 24 games. The road teams have won 20. Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Yes, Marv.
So if the Dolphins don't win the Super Bowl, Fritzy gets to sing at one of Darius's concerts, correct?
Yes, he does. He gets to sing two songs at a Darius Rucker concert.
How amazing would it be if the Dolphins did win?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be so good.
That'd be awesome. Just to say to Fritzy, sorry.
Sorry, man. You were so close. But
you know, Skylar Thompson led the Dolphins to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
It's one of the most unlikely stories ever, but it happened, man.
Todd, you don't get to go on stage and sing Hall & Oates. Yes, Paul.
Can you imagine you're not a fan of the Dan Patrick Show and you show up to, like, I don't know, Columbia, South Carolina to a Darius Rucker concert, and all of a sudden they shuffle out this portly 50-year-old man to sing a Hall & Oates tune?
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Todd Fritz. It's going to sound just like this.
I want to know.
Wanna play that game tonight.
Eyes closed, smiling, just loving life. Yeah. Bless his heart.
Yeah, but he gets to sing two songs at two songs at a Darius Rucker concert. That's going to be so good.
With questions that I know you like, it makes good sports radio conversation. You got to answer it just right. You know what I mean. Don't Google it, just try to think it out. Challenge yourself mentally. Make sure you know what you're talking about or get embarrassed on radio and TV. Let's get quizzical, quizzical. I want to get quizzical.
So this was, this was Fritzy's idea. He said, I got, let's get physical, Olivia Newton-John, let's get quizzical.
Is that because she?
And she died that week.
I think he did this because she had died.
Yeah, lucky for her, she didn't get to hear it.
Let's get quizzical. And I said, well let me look at the lyrics. And then when he started, plus Fritzy never rehearses. And then I go, okay, yeah, go ahead. Go get him.
It would be awesome if he got up there with Darius Rucker and his band in front of, I don't even know how many people.
Yeah.
Thousands of people.
Yeah.
And he just plowed through the song regardless of where the music was.
Yes. Well, he just did there.
It's like there was no music. He sang it independently, and then we just laid it over music. Imagine if he just plowed right through where.
Yes, Marv.
Darius is performing at Fenway in June, so.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Fritz.
Ow!
Wherever Todd can fail the biggest, that's what I want.
Wow.
The Green Monster 2.
Yes. Yeah. Fritzy comes. It'd be so good.
That is just brutal.
Just so good. And then Fritzy goes out there, first song he's got to sing by himself. And then Darius goes out for the second song, I think. And then, but he's got to mention, Darius has to say, hey, I lost a bet. I thought the Dolphins were going to win the Super Bowl. And I bet on the Dan Patrick Show, Todd Fritz works there. And Fritzy, because the Dolphins lost, he gets to sing two Hall & Oates songs.
And a duet.
Here he is, Todd Fritz.
And we're doing Leather and Lace together. And, what?
Now, there's a chance that Darius could retire before this could happen. You know, just say, maybe he's taking a sabbatical. He's just not going to go on tour for a while. But
it's good sports radio talking conversation.
Oh, it's so, that's, it was painful, 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 painful.
But, with questions that I know you like, it makes good sports radio conversation. You gotta answer it just right. You know what I mean? Don't Google it, just try to think it out. Challenge yourself mentally. Make sure you know what you're talking about.
Get embarrassed on
radio and national TV.
He sent the email, and he was so sincere about it. So he's going to pay tribute to Olivia Newton-John.
Like the Kennedy Center Honors.
Yes. And yeah.
Here's Todd Fritz.
Yeah.
What a legend.
While on hold, don't hang up in frustration. We're up against a commercial break. You know what I mean? I'm sure you'll understand if we poke fun at you. Don't get upset, it's all in fun, you see. Work it out with Dan and Danette. Brings out the animal in you and me.
What?
Let's get quizzical.
I don't know that I remember this second verse.
Blocked it out.
I blanked out.
Let's get into quizzical. Let me
hear you. Blacked out, probably more like it.
Makes good sports radio talking conversation.
But he doesn't even follow the music. And, you know, Olivia Newton-John's in the chorus, and he's still singing something there. And he was paying tribute to her.
What a legend. Legend.
Yeah. And he still somehow won the most valuable Danette. Fritzy's having a good show today. Rob in Key West joins us on the program. Hi, Rob. Follow that.
Hey, Dan. Hey, thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
That's what I had to take. I had to take notes because I never say this when I call.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call. The other thing is, I'm 6 foot, about 180. My hand size is 10 and a quarter.
Okay. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. I have a suggestion for your podcast now that you're doing a lot of them.
Okay.
And it would involve Mrs. Prince, Marvin's mother. And the name of the show would be How to Raise a Son. And I say this because Marvin's told stories about how he was raised, and he seems like such a great guy of character that I think it would be a very interesting show about a single mom raising him.
You know, Paulie's mom's a single mom.
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah, Paulie's dad died.
Yeah, painfully.
Yeah, tragically on Halloween.
Yeah, never forget.
Yeah. It's not funny, Marvin.
I don't know if my mom did a great job. She did a good job.
She did a good job raising you.
Not a lot of discipline, but I didn't.
Fritzy's mom, Fritzy's dad died. I do love your mom's philosophy, though, Marv, because it's tough. Yeah, you know? And she had one child, and she focused on you, and she did a great job.
Oh, man, thanks. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that your mom did a great job?
Yeah. My grandma's, who raised this idiot?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Bridget, it was you.
Okay. No, your mom sounds like she ran a strict house.
Hey, she had one rule. Don't get it messed up. Literally, that's the only thing she would say. And that encompassed, you know what she meant.
Oh.
Don't get it messed up.
Don't get it messed up. And she'd use a different word instead of messed.
All right.
And it encompassed, you know what that meant.
Yes.
If an adult has to tell me something about you, we're going to fight.
You messed up.
You got it
messed
up.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to fight. And when we mean we, she's going to fight.
Yeah. I know. It's tough. But she had rules and she stood by those. And that's really difficult. Parents nowadays, you want to be friends with your children. And, you know, your mom, I'm sure, loves you. But she didn't want to be friends with you. She was your mother.
Right. And I think she's pretty funny. She always kind of had that.
So it skipped a generation. What?
That's not nice.
That's not.
Accurate, but not nice.
Okay.
It makes good for radio and TV conversation.
Sports radio conversation.
Physical.
There are times when you just let Fritzy, you lead him to slaughter. There's nothing I can do, and he's so adamant, and he goes, I came up with this song, and it's thought out. And plus, this is what he did. When he ran it by Pauly, and Pauly gave the green light, and I went, oh, naughty you.
I'm back in the plane holding his parachute.
Oh, yes.
Come on, kid.
Go, jump. Yeah. And he sent it, because I'd always say to Fritzy, don't send it to me, send it to Pauly. And if Pauly thinks we can work it into the show, we will. He's the executive producer.
I knew with Todd singing, it's either going to be home run, because he can, at times,
yes,
nail certain imitations of people,
yeah,
like Rick Astley or something like that, or he could do what he did there.
It's good content. That's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's what it comes down to. Was it good content?
I think we could have some fun with that.
Yeah.
Good sports radio conversation.
Yeah.
Don't Google it or look it up. Challenge yourself mentally.
You have to understand, he was a big fan of Olivia Newton-John in the 80s like we all were, but he's still there mentally, and he was trying to do a very nice, thoughtful tribute to Olivia Newton-John, and that's what came out.
Yeah. You can take credit, but you have to take blame, Pauly.
Fine. On that one?
You have to take blame, too. All right. Let me take a break. Michael Wilbon. Wilbon is going to join us coming up next. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Every time I go out to the field house and I see the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, I'm envious of Seton. He gets to go cross-country in that van.
Let's go.
That's the van we're going to give away at the Super Bowl. It doesn't cost you anything to enter. Get official rules. Visit danpatrick.com. Your chance to win. It's got everything.
It's gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
It's got, is there a grill on there?
There is, yeah.
Surround sound, the Wi-Fi, the
two
awning
TVs.
That comes out, TVs. You can sleep there. You got a shower, bathroom.
Yeah, bathroom in there. It's rad.
It's going to be great. 16 body types. I have apartments that I used to live in that are smaller than that. 16 body types, a choice of gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to trick your Sprinter van out, capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions. So once again, to enter and get official rules, visit danpatrick.com, your chance to win. Go ahead. Now's the time. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I always wanted to be Barry White, the brother Barry White. Just, you know, but I'm very white. That's,
yeah. Barry White's cousin.
Ladies and gentlemen, very white. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This program, award nominated, we don't win. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more. MBUSA.com. This guy wins awards. Michael Wilbon. Wilbon. ESPN, pardon the interruption, co-host and NBA countdown analyst joins us on the program. All right. Is this Michael the journalist or Michael the Bears fan that we're talking to right now?
God, I don't even know that the journalist, I think he's retired. You know, by the way, I know you know because I know how well-versed you are in all kinds of you know that was Al Green and not Barry White.
No, but I wanted to be Barry White.
You wanted to be Barry. Why Barry as opposed to Al, Dan?
Well, no, I couldn't sing like Al Green. I could do the deeper voice because Barry, okay. Barry White would talk to you. When he would be singing, he'd be like,
"Yes, he would. He would. He would start every time. Very
yeah.
good.
All right, ladies.
Good Barry White treatment.
Yeah.
I guess I got to have the Bears fan. The new Bears president in Chicago, anyway, is my neighbor, and you know we're, you know, I think we both describe each other as friends, and I'm conflicted about this, obviously, because I'm an alum of one, but before I bled purple. And went to a Big Ten school. I've been a Bears fan since I can remember, so 6 years old, 5 years old. And this is an intriguing hire, and I know I'm glad, which I wouldn't be otherwise if it was the, you know, Cincinnati Bengals or some other team. But because it's the Bears, and he's president and CEO, I'm pretty happy for him and for the organization.
Okay, but are you in a good position? You have the number one overall pick, and you know, the Bears are interesting for a change just because they have this decision makes them interesting. Do you keep Justin Fields or do you trade him and take Bryce Young? Reset the quarterback clock.
I keep Justin Fields. I don't need to reset anything. I'm not procedural. I mean, you know me long enough or well enough. I don't give a damn about that stuff. You keep the guy who has shown you he has something in him. And I know he's got to get better as a passer, but I don't like quarterbacks who are like the size of, you know, Kyler Murray. That ain't getting it for me.
Okay.
Now, I know he's bigger than that. But Bryce, who's a tremendous talent, I mean, he's a model. I don't think he could take the pounding. You see the pounding Justin Fields has taken at 6'3", 225 pounds? I don't want my quarterback taking that pounding. I like Justin Fields, and let's use the pick. Let's figure out how to attract and use that leverage and surround him. They got more money than any team, and they got picks. I don't want to hear any excuses from the new Bears GM, Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah,
this is about scouting now.
If I thought Bryce Young was a franchise quarterback and drastic, you know, an upgrade, absolutely. I would trade Justin Fields. I would get some draft picks back, and I've reset the quarterback contract clock. That helps us. I know we have all this money. Now I got another first-round pick. I send Justin Fields someplace else, and I get a guy who plays the game in a more sustainable way. Justin Fields, this isn't sustainable. It's fascinating.
No, it isn't.
But that's what would worry me, right, Mike, is I think it's like Lamar Jackson. Eventually, you can see all of these injuries piling up. Cam Newton, the injuries pile up. It's like first 5 years or 6 years of a career, we're like, oh, he's unbelievable. Then all of a sudden, nicked up, surgery, shoulder, knee, ankle.
What makes us think that's not going to be the case?
I don't think he plays that way. I don't think he plays that way. I think he has the ability.
He had injuries in college. He had injuries in college that Justin Fields didn't have.
He had, well, but did you watch those Ohio State games? Nobody ever got close to the quarterback, and they had those great wide receivers.
There you go. And that's what the Bears have to do. Make it so.
I know.
I'm serious. That's what. So, what you're proving to me is you know he doesn't have to play that way, Justin Fields. He completed 73% of his passes as a senior. He can pass the, he can throw the football. So get a line, which he didn't have.
True.
And get another receiver. He had two his rookie year, but he's also played in three different offensive systems in 3 years. Let's get some stability and some talent around him. It doesn't have to be sustainable. He doesn't have to and should not be trying to play that way.
You're a buzzkill. You know, we're trying to get excitement here and have people care about the Bears and doing something drastic like this.
So having a great quarterback and winning, you got to trade the quarterback, really? Because all the franchises I see you having buzz about every day for all these years, Dan, the teams have quarterbacks. Nobody's talking about when he was in his third year trading Aaron Rodgers. Nobody was talking about trading Tom Brady. I'm not saying he's going to be great like that. Nobody's talking about trading the kid, Justin Herbert. Put a good quarterback back there. I need to trade him. I don't want the Bears to be a clown show. I want them to be a professional football team.
I know you, since you're a Bears fan, then you're not used to rooting in the playoffs. So who's your feel-good team?
Well, I don't know if it's a feel-good, but I have, for, I don't know, some weeks now thought, the Bengals and Niners are the two teams that will wind up in the Super Bowl. And I don't have any problem seeing Philadelphia, the one seeds, you know, Philadelphia, Kansas City. I don't think there's any argument against them. I just think that the Bengals and Niners are the teams that I think, you know, speaking of at least one of those teams having a quarterback, nobody wants to trade for other picks, Joe Burrow. I just think those teams, if you give me a championship game in each one of those conferences, Kansas City, Cincinnati, we've seen Cincinnati beat them. And Niners, Philly, I'm going to take the Niners. But those would be good matchups. But, Dan, I got to tell you, the playoffs don't start off with a bang. The first round, I'm looking at it, you know, you got two teams, you got two games that are duds. To me, the Baltimore game, I mean, maybe they have a 10% chance. Miami has 0% chance of winning, zero.
Okay.
And so you got two games, you know, right out the box that are duds to me. And I'm looking at the playoffs going, okay. People don't look at the NFL playoffs and they're not discerning. They don't care. They just want their football and they'll cheer for anything. I get that. But I'm looking at it going, they're all rematches. Two of them are duds. Not starting off with a bang the first weekend as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you got the Dolphins game. They're now 13-point dogs, and the Ravens started out at 6.5-point underdogs. They're now up to 8.5. We're talking to Michael Wilbon from Pardon the Interruption. I was watching you and Mr. Tony, and I agreed with Tony on a couple of things. What's going on with Calipari at Kentucky and how they're treating him. Also, if I'm the Rams, I say to Sean McVay, you make a decision here because we got coaches who are leaving. We have to run a franchise. We're not here to, you know, help you get your next job. You're not Belichick.
Yes.
We need you to tell us, and if you want to leave, you want to take a year off, fine, but tell us now. Because we went through this last year. We gave you a contract, gave you a contract extension. You owe it to us. We don't owe anything to you. You owe it to us to tell us what you want to do. And if you want to sit out a year, you want to do TV for a year and come back, great. But tell us now.
It'd be a real short conversation between me, if I was Mr. Kroenke, and my football coach, McVay. I would just say you in or out today. Now, in or out. I turn around and walk out the door. He seems like he's got a lot of things potentially working. He's got something on every eye of the stove. Okay. But then I'd be looking for my next coach if I'm the Los Angeles Rams brass. And in terms of Cal, I mean, with Tony and I in lockstep on both those topics. With Cal, it's like, as I analogize, it's like a pop-up store. John Calipari can set up shop, particularly in the transfer portal era, which we're deep into. He can set up shop wherever he wants, and within a year be in the NCAA tournament, and within two be a threat. So, I mean, to hell with Kentucky. I mean, you know, college football fans, college sports fans, football and basketball are the worst. And it's usually college football fans. It's basketball in the bluegrass. But, you know, people are crazy. And, you know, they, you know, I used Nebraska as an example yesterday. They ran somebody out because he went 9-3 too often. They haven't been 9-3 since in the last
year. Oh, Frank Solich. I kept thinking, remember he went to Ohio U and did great at Ohio U with that program. I'm like, Frank Solich wasn't sexy enough for Nebraska, or Nebraska thought they were better than Frank. And I just thought he was, you know, they would kill for 9 wins now, Mike.
Of course they would for the last decade.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, Kentucky, this unbelievable, it's not unbelievable, it's believable. How spoiled and what egos and what babies as a group they are. So if I'm a Cal, I'd say, you know what, here's my resignation. How many people wouldn't be after Calipari within an hour? Yeah. He can set up shop wherever he wants and say, I'll be in the transfer portal for a week. Give me some time.
I brought this up. Do we have too much scoring in the NBA? Are there...
Maybe.
I think the NBA has become Major League Baseball, Mike, that it's home run or nothing, it's a three-pointer or nothing. And while I love scoring, I love offense, I never played defense in my life, but I don't think the game is better. I think the numbers are better. I don't think the game is better. Same thing with baseball.
Agree with you.
Home runs are up. The game is not better in baseball.
Yeah. But you know what? It isn't, Dan. And of course, this is why Theo Epstein has been hired by baseball to fix baseball. Because all these things are a television show. That's what they are. And the NBA decided consciously, intentionally, that defense was bad for the product and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't art. And they decided they always go too far. Every league goes too far. The NFL, I'm not going to say the NFL went too far because strategically it's about health and safety more so than the other sports. But look at the NHL. Scoring's at a 25-year high. The NBA, it's at a 50-year high. I mean, you got to go back to, I think it's actually 60. I think it's 1963. So I'm with you. The game is not better. Is a little bit too much. There's no defense at all. They've legislated it out, but the NFL did the same thing. And they all do it for one reason. It's a television show.
Yep.
They wanted to look a certain way on television. That's where, this, even though most players don't even know this, this is the primary stream of revenue that makes it go. It's television. And so the NBA has sought to do that, and baseball's doing it. Baseball's trying to do it. They got to get action back in the game, and that's what Theo's charged with, the responsibility, the task he's charged with. But they're all at the same time trying to figure out how to be more appealing on television. And in the process, I trust Theo to come closer to getting it right personally than others, because basketball just doesn't have – there's no – can you imagine – I mean, Charles Oakley, in today's game, he would just stand on the floor and shrug and say, what is this? What are we doing here?
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have a role.
No, they wouldn't even bring him in. They wouldn't sign him. They'd say, look, can you put you on a 10-day? You're not a stretch four. You're a power forward. You're not a stretch. We're not a stretch four. I'm not sure we can have you. It's just, it's a weird thing. And so, Dan, look, you've covered as many playoff years as I have. Maybe you think there's a chance. Is there some correcting that can go on by the time we get to the middle of April, in your opinion?
No. Like, how would they correct
it? See it. Start calling some – start allowing people to – and maybe – you know what? Maybe the instincts are so removed from the game right now that maybe there's no correcting. But I mean,
Mike, I had the commissioner on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I said to Adam Silver, can you call carrying? Like, how did it get to the point where, I mean, it's egregious.
Right.
And you can't guard, you cannot guard anybody. If they have that much athleticism and you give them that much of an advantage of I get to carry the ball,
you know, agreed.
How did we get from Allen Iverson and John Stockton carrying it to now everybody carries it, Mike.
Everybody. Well, Dan, they are cracking down. Like last night, just watching three or four games, sampling three or four games, there were a lot of traveling calls. I mean, I saw a half dozen in like 2 hours. So they made that adjustment with traveling. So do it with carrying the ball.
Exactly.
I'm palming, yes. As we used to call it in the old days.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with you. So if you can make those kinds of adjustments on the fly, maybe there's some hope. It becomes a little bit more of a slow dance once we get to mid-April anyway. I'd like to see some. Look, if you can't defend Giannis, then we're gonna have a bunch of 50-point games in the playoffs. And as far as I'm concerned, it sounds like we're in agreement. Those things are devalued. They're not like 50-point games in the 80s or the 90s or even the aughts. They're not even like Kobe's 50-point games. Because there's no resistance put forth to stop them. So what the hell are they used? I mean, what's the value of them?
We wouldn't do well on Pardon the Interruption. We agreed too much.
Tony and I agreed on those topics yesterday. We could just be loud getting there. There doesn't have to be fundamental disagreement. We could just be loud getting there. I don't even know what we're talking about today. I don't know that we'll have topics that are as easily agreed upon as Calipari and some of the NFL stuff. But, you know, it's just interesting. We're both old men, get off our lawn. And I don't know that we're going to have a lot of disagreement.
Mike,
about
all else fails, talk about the Cowboys and talk about LeBron.
But you know what, Dan? I don't know that we're going to have that much disagreement on that, given what LeBron is doing right now. And the Cowboys, we could have plenty of disagreement. I don't know what to make of them. It's just too much made of them. We're the only show that does not come in every day saying, okay, the Cowboys are on the rundown. We're not. Every other show on the network is. And they'll sometimes SportsCenter will call and say, can you guys talk about the Cow? And we say, no, we're not doing that. Not doing that.
Yeah. Well, hey, having been there at SportsCenter where it felt like every night, You got to talk about this. Wait, Duke basketball? I mean, they're playing Vandy. Why do we have to talk about Duke against Vandy? Well, Coach K.
Well, it shows you, though, Dan, some things can disappear. Because Duke basketball, at least for now, has.
I watched them.
It's sort of surprising.
Yep.
And I don't know. You know, you got to give anybody time for adjustment. But that, look, we knew that was going to be a hard follow. You and I are old enough to remember, you know, people, two coaches specifically, and even though their records were great, trying to follow John Wooden. Maybe it's an impossible task. It's going to really bear watching. You know, college basketball, sadly, I know this must hurt you, having played it at a real level. It's a 6-week sport now, Dan.
Mike, do you know who the favorite is?
Into the Super Bowl.
Do you know who's the favorite to win the national title?
Who?
Houston.
I could have sounded smart by guessing Houston. I mean, I watched Houston play once early this year. They barely beat Virginia. I watched them one game. But Dan, like, we don't know. I mean, something that used to be obsessive in the culture, in the sport culture. If you were a sports fan, you had college basketball on your radar not long after Christmas, and it stayed there till April 1st.
Yes, because
now we've cut the first 6 weeks off.
We knew the players. They came back for a sophomore year or junior year.
There's that.
Yeah, familiarity. We've lost the familiarity of college basketball. Football, you're locked in for 3 years. Even if you transfer, you're still in the sport itself.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
We can find you.
Hey,
we can find you after you emerge from the transfer portal.
Are you and Tony attached that when you retire, you both retire at the same time? Have you discussed that?
We have not. That wasn't even on my radar for like 10 years, and it's on my radar. Tony, you know him. How can he retire? If he has 3 days off, he's calling the producers for two of them to suggest show topics. He can't function without work. I can.
Well, I don't
Believe
know
me,
if
I can't.
I don't know if Mr. Tony, if you'd call that work, Mike, because He's in his attic or basement or whatever room, and he's only there for 22 minutes, and then you guys are done.
No, he's there on camera for 22 minutes.
Yeah,
he's there for a lot longer.
But he does do his podcast. I know that. Hey, I would never let that job go. But Mr. Tony,
podcast.
No, well, I love doing the show every day. But PTI, you know, if I'm in assisted living, I would be doing PTI there. They would be feeding me. They'd have to help feed me, change my diaper, and I'd still be there doing PTI,
Dan,
if I could.
There's some people who may suggest we're way too close to that already. But listen, as long as he can take a break and go play golf every day, you know, then he probably could do it. But no, I don't think I'm as tied to anything as I was 6 years ago. And maybe that's because I'm an old man chasing around a freshman in high school who's got basketball practices and games and AAU. Dan, I'm 64 years old going to AAU games.
I like it.
And the coach will come out, and, you know, the visiting coach will come out and say, hey, can you come over and let's have a chat? And you're here with your grandson, right? And I want to take a swing at the guy. Say no.
Good to talk to you, Mike. Maybe we'll cross paths in Arizona. Wait, are you leaving Arizona when the Super Bowl gets there?
I'm there because the countdown is there all three nights that week. And so I'm around. So, you know,
okay.
They have clubs, well, you know, find me.
Are you allowed to go out?
Hard to find.
Are you allowed to go out?
That's a good question. There's so much stuff going on. Dan, I would like to, but I don't know that I can pull it off. I sound like Tony now, but I would like to. You know what?
Okay.
The bad part, Dan, is you know that the West is cold now. I mean, it's cold and rainy. I was in California Christmas Day. Okay, it was 80. Since then, there have been highs in like around 50 degrees. It all feels like San Francisco. So I'm hoping that stuff goes away. Arizona's been the same way. I'm hoping that stuff goes away.
Guys, let's all pray for Michael Wilbon.
Thoughts and prayers.
Here we go, please.
Yeah. Boy, if the
please, just short of a GoFundMe. Come on.
Yeah, if they go F you, not GoFund you. Yeah. Mike, thanks for joining us as always, buddy.
Dan, thanks for having me, man.
That's Michael Wilbon. Pardon the interruption. Take a break. We'll close up shop after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When he says I could throw the speedball by you, I got a little disappointed there.
You're home now.
Okay. Todd's not here today, but we hope he's feeling better. This day in sports history, Paulie. By the way, if you watch on Peacock during the commercial breaks, we show clips from previous shows. We have Tyler Perry in studio in New York a few years ago. What a nice guy. But he was nice to everybody. Because I always judge how they are to the backroom guys. Do they say hello to people? I mean, they'll say hello to me because I'm hosting. But the other people, he was really a nice guy. And a mogul. He would be a mogul is what he would be. I think he's one of the godparents of Harry and Meghan.
Tyler Perry presents the royal child.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
he somehow could make that work. This day in sports history, Paulie.
All right, I got a couple for you, Dan. In 1906, the forward pass was legalized by the Football Rules Committee. Imagine if they didn't do that. Imagine if they're still sitting on the imagine if they tabled that. 1946, the Cleveland Rams, which I did not know Cleveland was a hotbed of mountainous animals, was granted permission to move to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to 2016, the NFL approved the St. Louis Rams, moving the Rams back to Los Angeles.
Okay.
There's a few other moves here and there. You may have heard of this one.
The Chargers moved to L.A. on this date.
That's correct.
In 2017.
1969, the New York Jets beat the Baltimore Colts. I think you've heard about that game, Super Bowl III. Yeah. And then in 1999, Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball was sold at auction for blank million dollars. Blank million dollars.
$3 million.
$3 million is correct. Mm.
By the way, on this date, the highest scoring basketball game in NCAA history. Troy State defeated DeVry 258-149.
They should have DeVry'd harder.
Okay, I'm going to take that one. I'm a little tired at the end of the show. It's okay. So is everything we do on this program. the dreamy Josh Duhamel has a new movie with J-Lo coming out, and he's going to join us on the program tomorrow.
Okay, better looking, Josh Duhamel, J-Lo.
Wow, that question. We only have a minute left to discuss that. I'm going to go J-Lo. I just saw another picture of her. I never understood this. I know it's late in the show. When somebody takes a selfie, why do they look at the phone when they do the selfie? If I look at the phone and I see myself, can I then look at you when you're going to see the selfie? Why am I looking at the camera?
What?
Like people look at the camera instead of when you're going to take a picture, why don't they just look like this instead of looking at the camera?
Like look past the camera?
You look past the camera.
Like you're in deep thought?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. It's just...
Okay.
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. What did you learn today, Seton?
I learned that 62% of our audience have no idea what a good Oscar-worthy movie is.
By the way, Atlanta is the site of the Buffalo-Kansas City championship game, if it happens. Just got that. A potential AFC title game would be the Bills-Chiefs in Atlanta, Sunday, January 29th. That's what we all learn, thanks to the great folks at Stifel. Invest with a Stifel financial advisor at Stifel.com. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out the show. Our friends from Stifel want to help you. Now, you're probably saying, how are they going to help me? We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times in different ways. Maybe it's time to start thinking about investment portfolios, retirement accounts. Everybody knows retirement's a big deal, and when it comes to investing, you just want to know, do I have enough money? You can't afford to make mistakes. You want to have the right people doing it. Well, Stifel's been doing this for 130 years, helping clients like you, create personalized retirement plans. Understand the many options for claiming Social Security, implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start, because as a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. So invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at Stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L, Stifel.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.